on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 50 in the house, and it was a day of not that many things happening, unfortunately, because most of the day, the feeds were down. Feeds were down for most of the day. They were still down from the last time we talked, and I said that the feeds went down. Almost a full 24 hours, in fact, the feeds were down. It was not great. It was not super fun in terms of feeds being up. In fact, I expected to come on to this this update and tell you that, hey, I've got nothing to tell you. However, the feeds did come back up at 1 a.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Pacific. And so we got a little bit of feeds. And so that's what we're going to talk about here today as we run through this for you guys. It was not a great night of feeds, though. I will tell you that, even when they went live. It was not good. Not good. So let's get into this. Let's talk about what happened when the feeds did come up, and we'll get into all of that as we go. All right. So Cody and Enzo, well, let me first tell you that the feeds came back and everyone was sitting in the living room, like just sitting around, like there was some sort of meeting going on. And it was like, well, why are they sitting in the living room when right when the feeds came back? Like, this is weird. This is like a weird place for people to be when the feeds, did something happen? Did they know that the feeds were coming back? What's going on? And then Nicole started writhing on the floor and they were like, snake venom. Oh, you got it. Oh, that's what we're doing. Okay. Yeah. So that's the first thing we found. That went on for a while. But then we eventually got to Cody and Enzo talking a little bit. They were talking about, how Danny's going after Christmas, just to a degree. Christmas is going after Danny. Tyler's going after Danny. Cody was like, yeah, Nicole told me that Nicole is worried that Tyler might come after her. And Enzo says, oh no, I haven't heard Tyler say anything about going after Nicole, only Danny. Tyler is going after Danny, not Nicole. So she doesn't need to worry about that. Enzo does talk to Tyler about Danny and Nicole. He says that Danny is the one he's most worried about. Nicole hasn't done anything in this game, but they both have to go. He says that he continue. I mean, this has been Enzo's line for a long time here, that he says that yo. Those guys, they've got like that. They had like an alliance coming into this game. Yo, we got to. Cut that off, yo. Reel Cody in. Got to get rid of them. That's it, yo. Tyler's like, yeah, I'm down. Tyler says the next three people to go in his mind would be Kevin, Danny, and Nicole. Those would be the next three people in his hit list that he is still going to keep David around. Enzo says, yeah, yo, that's it, yo. After Day leaves, D Danny should go. Yo, that's it. And Tyler's like, well, we can't forget about Kevin. Can't forget about Kevin. He's like, that's it. Yo, though, me, you, Cody, Dave, we run through the rest of this house. Yo, that's it. Tyler's like, I'm down, man. They want the final six to be the four of them. Tyler, to essentially Team Freeze, the guys alliance that David admitted to so long ago. They still want to make it a reality. They want it to be Tyler, Enzo, David, Cody, plus Memphis and Christmas. So obviously that's what Enzo wants. That's his ideal final six at this point, because it includes every single person in the game that's aligned with him, apart from David, who he doesn't really realize is not fully aligned with him. I mean, David's not really fully aligned with anyone at this point, but they want him there. They all think that they can reel him in. So, you know, he's got that going for him. And he feels like Cody will have no other option but to be loyal to him if Danny and Nicole are gone. I don't mind this final six for Enzo, but I still definitely worry about the plethora of options that you've got. David, Memphis, and Christmas. All three of those people are great people to take to the final two over Enzo. And you've got Tyler, Cody, and Memphis, and Christmas, four people who are great at competitions. So, well, I don't mind it in terms of where Enzo is positioned, similar to the Brigade where he went to the final three in a spot where he was solidly going to the final three. I don't love it. I talked about this on the round table. I don't love it for his win condition, but it seems to be what he wants. And it also seems like he is a little more honest about what he wants with Tyler than with Cody. But who knows? They also talk about Devon and how this is, you know, this is her end in the game. Nothing has changed here over the last 24 hours. Devon is still going home. He says that Enzo says Devon's fate in this game was sealed with all the fact checking, yo. Just come on, man. What's up with that, yo? You can't be fact checking like that. Let us lie a little bit, yo. That's it. No, nobody plays a clean game like that. Like, let us lie, man. Don't be fact checking all the time. Come on, yo. That was the problem. Too much fact checking. So that was their conversation. Devon's going to talk with Danny a little bit. It's still at this point unclear what happened while the feeds were down, but we're getting little hints and snippets. Feeds are cutting constantly at any mention of anything that might happen, that might have happened. Feeds are also cutting during just what seems like regular game talk at this point. It's disconcerting. But we're getting little snippets here and there of there was some sort of drama that was going down over the last 24 hours. At some point that involved probably Nicole, probably a little bit, maybe Tyler. I'm not sure. Definitely Devon, I would imagine. You're starting to think, okay, this theory that the wall yeller exposed Nicole, it's becoming a little bit clearer as time goes on. Devon talks to Danny. She says, you'd better not let Tyler get to the end. No, this is bad news. They talk about ways to get Tyler out. Danny says that, she says, well, I could put up Mr. and Mrs. Claus and then backdoor one of the reindeer. And, Devon was like, or you could just put up the reindeer and Mrs. Claus. Devon's like, you better not send her out on my account. They're talking about Christmas. She's talking about Christmas and I believe she's talking about Christmas in Memphis, saying Christmas in Memphis on the block, backdoor Tyler, or just put Christmas in Tyler. And Day saying, no, 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 you better not send Christmas out. But Danny is just playing Day in this conversation. She wants Christmas out. That's why she's suggesting Christmas on the block. And she's trying to present it in a way that is, oh, I'd be doing this for you, Day. It's revenge. And Day's like, don't you dare send Christmas out for me. She's like, okay. Day talks to the cameras a little bit. She says that she hopes she didn't disappoint people. It's very, very sad, sort of, final words. It's like in a movie when somebody, it's like in a disaster movie where they're on a mission and somebody gets left behind and they're just sitting there just waiting to die. And they just start talking to in a recording or something like, if you find this, I hope I didn't disappoint anyone. I tried so hard and I got so far, and in the end, it didn't even matter. She says that, she says people always told her that she gave away too much information, that her fans were like Day, you make us so stressed. You give out too much information. And that's what causes your downfall. She thinks this season she didn't do that. She said, I didn't do that this season. I feel like this season it was the opposite. I held my cards too close to my chest. I couldn't find that middle ground. And I feel like she still doesn't see that she still did give away too much information. And that's like, there was the fact checking. Like, she was still too concerned with the information overall. She thought she was holding her cards close to her chest, but people saw her cards. And it was almost worse that she didn't share information as much because they saw what she couldn't hold them in. So they saw the cards and they saw that she wasn't sharing them. They saw that she was lying about them, in fact. So it wasn't good. But it's this sort of like final plea of just like this was my go at it. I really wanted to do well. It's very emotional. I always feel for people in this spot. And Devon is, she says, like, you know, we really needed a win. We really needed a win, and I wanted to bring it home for us. But at least David is still here. He's got a chance. That's a different tone than prior to the feed outage. Okay. Okay. Danny's going to talk to Nicole. Nicole says she thinks that Kevin is coming for her. She thinks Kevin has been coming for her ever since the bullhorn. She thinks he's going to put up her and Cody. It's not going to be good. Danny says, I don't think so. I think Nicole would go. I think that Kevin would go after Tyler and Cody. Nicole doesn't really agree, but they talk about Danny's power. They talk about like, okay, should you use the power? Should I use the power on Memphis? Let him have another shot at HOH. Danny doesn't want to. She doesn't want to because she's concerned that basically Danny's power, again, allows somebody to compete in the HOH competition. Again, an outgoing HOH who normally would not be able to compete. Danny doesn't want to use the power on Memphis because she's concerned that if it gets out that she used the power on Memphis, then people will start attaching her to Memphis, and people like Kevin will realize that she's working with Memphis. And so she says, basically, if I let Memphis compete again and Kevin wins and he finds out, then he knows I'm working with Memphis, then he's going to put me up. I don't want to do that. So I can't do that. And I'd be worried about Christmas, like, ratting me out. Right. So feeds are cutting during this conversation, but Nicole says something along the lines of, hey, you know, look, I'm fine with taking the heat. I'm fine with the position I'm in. I'm fine with being called out. I just, like, you know, I just don't want you to make things worse for me. Something along those lines. Danny says, look, I'm just trying to keep us both off the block. And then Nicole says that she really feels like Kevin will come for it. Kevin will win the HOH. Kevin is going to. There's no way Kevin won't put up the person that betrayed his friend on a personal level, she says. No way. Another piece of evidence. Mr. Sherlock Watson. We've got another piece of evidence, Watson. At this point, I'm feeling very confident that the wall yeller exposed Nicole and that there was drama over it. And that's why the feeds were down for 22 hours. Pretty annoying. Pretty annoying. I feel like everyone's been talking about like what's going to kill the show? What's going to kill the live feeds? I feel like wall yellers is going to be the thing that stops the live feeds forever. Because they full on were just like, you're going to screw up this moment for us. Then we're going to not let you see it. Straight up. And we're not going to let you see much game talk tonight either. So there you go. Christmas and Cody are going to talk a little bit more anti-Danny talk. They hope that that Danny doesn't try to win the HOH. But they'll have to wait and see. Day talks to Kevin and he's asking, like, who should I put up if I win the HOH? Day says, you have to put up Tyler and Cody. What have I been telling you? Tyler and Cody. It's got to be them. She still doesn't see it's Cody and Enzo. She still doesn't see it. Kevin says that he wants to convince Nicole that he's not going to be influenced by any of that stuff that has nothing to do with him. Day says that Nicole's conscience is eating her up. She doesn't know anything. So, you know, reading between the lines here, it seems like Kevin has realized that he got a little bit screwed by this wall yeller. Because now that Nicole and Danny and them know that Kevin knows, they need him to go. Nicole thinks that Kevin is going to come after her because he knows about the vote. So now Kevin has to go. That's unfortunate for Kevin. Because Kevin's like, it has nothing to do with me. I didn't even want to know. I don't know anything, Nicole. Don't come after me. It's too late. You can't convince Nicole not to come after you like that. And they're all pushing Danny to go in that direction too. It seems like Danny has somehow escaped the blame. So I think that what happened here is that the wall yeller called out Nicole for voting that way, and Nicole was probably confronted. This is all in my head at this point. Nicole was probably confronted and she probably didn't rat Danny out. She probably had a conversation with Danny or something along the lines of like Danny was probably able to essentially be like, oh, I didn't know Nicole was going to do that. I was going to vote out Tyler. And Nicole, I guess, backed her up because she didn't want to rat out Danny and piss her off. And that's why Nicole was saying, like, look, I'm fine taking the heat for this. And that's why Devon's like still super buddy buddy with Danny, but like not so much with Nicole. But who knows? We're all just guessing at this point. But that's basically the day here. Not too much else going on. You know, we're now seeing that Tyler is very, very convinced that Kevin has to go. Nicole is very convinced that Kevin has to go. It seems like this whatever happened definitely put a much bigger target on Kevin's back. Not that he needed a lot of help, and I think he got like pinned down, just like nope. You're done. How do I think they're going to edit it into the episode? I actually thought about this. And feel free to ask any more questions in the chat here. I was wondering if maybe because it happened via Wall Yeller and the feeds went down for 22 hours, I thought, like, I wonder if they're going to... I wonder if they filmed things to edit out the Wall Yeller, if that makes sense. Like, what if they filmed the scene of Nicole coming out to Devon after Devon found out via the Wall Yeller? Or what if they film a scene in the diary room or something where Devon's like, thinking about it, there's no way that Nicole didn't vote this way. I figured it out. She did this. You know what I mean? I think that's possible. I think it's possible. Why not acknowledge the Wall Yeller? Because then this continues to happen. The game just flat out doesn't work if people Wall Yell all the time. So they're doing their best to like the internet community is like very aware of the Wall Yellers, but the casuals aren't. You let the casuals in on wall yelling, and there'll be crowds of people outside of the Big Brother house. They were able to show the banner planes because that it was expensive. It was hard to get a banner plane. But you start letting out the secret that people can literally just yell over the wall. You'll literally get a mob of casuals outside of the wall being like, let James back into the house. We love his pranks. Stop screwing up Tyler. We love him. Tyler, watch out. Kevin's coming for you. Pretty sure Tyler is the casual fan favorite. Pretty sure. So I don't think you guys want that. I don't think we guys want that. Any other questions here? Let's see. Who do I think is moving in? It definitely seems like it's a person at this point. A former player returning to the house. So they're really trying to trick me. I really thought it would be yelling, dude. I really did, but they're really making it seem like it's a player. Got to be a recent player. So, who knows? What do I think the 2-hour episode is? I feel like it's just a double eviction and they didn't feel confident that they'd be able to do a full double eviction in just an hour because of COVID. And so they gave themselves 2 hours to do it. Do I think they'd have a player join the game now? No. Could it be Boogie? Definitely not. I don't think it'd be Josh either. considering he was supposed to be on the season. How does the stockwatch work for the double? You just got to try. It's much more dangerous. Will there be a jury buyback? I really, really don't think so. Production should blast the Big Brother theme song. They should just play. I mean, people have talked about this. People should just play. They should just play White Noise. It couldn't, honestly, it couldn't be that expensive to do it either. I mean, just get some, just buy some speakers, attach it to a white, a noise generator, a noise machine. Boom, done. It wouldn't surprise me if next season they've got some sort of anti-wall yelling mechanism, because it's a problem. Do I like jurors? Yes. Tyler mentioned on the feeds last night that the jury gets to see all of the goodbye messages in jury. We heard that before, and we heard it again. I do like that. It would be terrible if they only saw certain ones. I don't know what the new twist is going to be. It's going to be anything. More powers. I don't know. Shake up the game. Big fans. Can I shed some light on Tyler and Cody's relationship? I mean, they're still fine. Cody sees Tyler as a threat. Tyler has bigger threats to deal with than Cody at the moment. So he's kind of locked into bringing Cody toward the end, which is why Cody's in the advantageous position in the relationship. I don't think Cody would hesitate to let Tyler go if that spot came up. Certainly if Tyler was on the block next to Enzo or something along those lines. But really, one of the big things is, yet again, the wall yeller from earlier in the season who outed Tyler's final two with Christmas really cut Tyler down in terms of the power balance between him and Cody. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Who do I think are America's favorite player contenders? Tyler, Enzo, and Day would be my top three. My picks for top three. Does anyone beat Cody in the final two? Yeah. Like I said, I think this jury could go any which way. They're all bitter. Janelle is not going to be America's. Guys. Oh, I think it's only happened once or twice ever that somebody from pre-jury has even made top three for America's favorite player. Nobody from pre-jury has ever won America's favorite player. The casuals control the vote for America's favorite player. And they remember scenes like Day and Kevin talking about winning the game because they met each other. And, you know, the segment that we're going to get probably tonight, or nah, they probably didn't have time to put in Day's soliloquy. I think Day has a big shot of making it happen. But there's still a long way to go. Enzo's still in contention. And Tyler's still, I mean, Tyler got a big edit last night. Think you're going to be the alpha. I'm nobody's beta. Casuals love that stuff. So, we'll see. Who needs HOH the most? Kevin. Followed by Danny. Seems like David might be decently safe. That's what I got here. There's not much to update. We missed a lot. We missed a serious amount of a lot. But That's what we've got here. I will be live later today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. If you want me to answer more of your questions, or to hear my thoughts on what might happen next week, and how that might impact the stock watch, you can check me out there on Twitch. That's Taryn Armstrong on Twitch. Find me there. Hit the follow button. You'll be notified when I go live. I will do so when the feeds cut for the day. So we'll hang out and wait for the episode to start later tonight. And we will be back to recap the episode later tonight, where we will likely see Devon leave and probably see a new HOH, since there's a new twist. But we'll see the neighbor thing. It's going to be an interesting episode. We're going to see what's going to happen. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update everything that happens today and tonight on the Big Brother 22 live feeds, assuming they're on. And Awalio hasn't screwed it up for us. So thank you guys so much for joining us, or for joining me, I should say. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, again on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. See you next time.